I watched the World Trade Centers go up. I watched them dig the hole in the ground, 70 feet down into Manhattan, and then go up. And then I went to the World Trade Center many times on meetings and classes and so on. And September 11, I see the World Trade Centers go down. And I have classmates and colleagues who work there. I was very deeply affected, and the thing that really bothered me a lot was that the Department of Transportation shut down our airways, but even more, the marine transportation system was shut down. All the ships throughout the United States, ferry boats, tugboats, everything came to a halt. And this is my life, this is my business. And my classmates, I can't get a hold of them, my colleagues and all. Were they in the Trade Center or not? I don't know. 3 days later, the Seaway opens up. And I was called by the dispatcher to go service a Polish ship down at Snell Lock in Messina and bring the Polish ship up through to Cape Vincent to go on its voyage. All my life, I've had a smile on my face when I've gone to work, whether it was 3 a.m. or 3 p.m, whether it was Christmas Day or July 4 or my birthday or whatever, I've always enjoyed going to work. That day, I hated to go to work. And I said to my wife, honey, I said, I just don't want to go to work today. And she said, I know. She put her arms around me. She said, like she always does, have a safe voyage. Because if you have a safe voyage, that's the best thing that can happen. It doesn't make any difference whether it's cold or hot, or whether it was a lousy ship, a fast ship, a slow ship, a rust bucket. If it's a safe trip, it's a good trip. So I got in the car and I drove the 2.5 miles down to Snell Lock, and the ship is coming into the lock and it raises up, and then you have to board the ship, and then you have to climb about 6 decks to get up to the bridge, to the nerve center of the ship. I walk up to the bridge. I'm supposed to have a master pilot exchange and get the ship going and move on. There's other ships all waiting. We've been shut down for 3 days. Nothing has moved. And now we're moving, so there's a big backlog, and there's pressure to get moving. And got up to the bridge, and the Polish captain says to me, good afternoon, Mr. Pilot. He says, may I have a word with you? Well, when he said that, I thought, holy cow, has he got a stowaway on the ship, or is there something that we can't talk about publicly or something? So he went back into the chart room, and he says to me, Mr. Pilot, he says, I'm very sad, I'm very sorry for what has happened to you and your country. I hope you've not lost any of your friends or colleagues in the attacks. But he says, I want you to know this. He says, this attack was not just on your country. I've been sailing my whole life since I was a cadet in Poland to the United States. He says, I love your country as much as I love my native country, Poland. What happened to you happened to all of us, and we will come out of this the better. And he shook my hand. And I said, thank you, Cap, for your concern. And I walked out into the wheelhouse, into the nerve center from the chart room. My back was straight. My shoulder was back. I had a smile on my face. And I said, gentlemen, we've got a ship to move. We've got ports to visit. Let's go. To this day, I have never sailed with that captain again. But I'm so thankful to him for the way he responded. He brought me out of my slump, and he talked to me not only as a professional mariner to a professional mariner, but he talked to me as a crew member on planet Earth. He's a crew member, I'm a crew member, and we're both sailing through this together. And I'm hoping that maybe someday I can do the same thing for another fellow seafarer. Thank you.